Phoneboy Speaks, episode 170, The Voices of App.net. I'm not sure if you can hear it, but I'm sitting outside here in Gig Harbor enjoying the fact that we've had a nice day today. And I think this is probably the first day since probably in a month where the weather has felt somewhat like summer again. And it actually got into the 70s, and it was a very nice clear day. And enjoying the enjoying the evening here. The sun's still out, but it's obviously going down. And I can hear all of the creatures outside making noise. And it's beautiful sound, right? I mean, it's I just find it so peaceful. Even though I hear the cars out in the background, it's still focus in on the birds that are chirping and the other creatures that are making noise. You can find the beauty in it. Of course, if you venture a little farther from the highway, I'm sure you can find places where it's really quiet and all you hear are the creatures outside. And I remember a time when I went out to stayed at a bed and breakfast with my wife while we were dating, and we were so far, we were in Whidbey Island, and we were so far away from civilization, for most of civilization, that it was just so quiet. It was really eerie. But I like to hear the sounds of nature, and I could do with a few less car sounds, but generally I enjoy the sounds of nature. And how does this relate to anything? Well, I like certain aspects of app.net. And of course, I've talked a lot about app.net on this podcast and on other podcasts, but what I see, at least on app.net, is there's a lot of people that are interested in creating. And I think if you look at the way app.net is set up, it makes sense, right? Because app.net is a platform on which applications are built that use app.net as a infrastructure backend. And there can be a lot of different experiences for that. There's Twitter-like experiences, there's file sharing-like experiences, there's messaging, there's chat experience, and there's so many different little tools you can use, and you can put them together in all kinds of interesting ways. And so the platform itself is a creative endeavor which you can use to create some certain kind of experience. And also there are users that are obviously creative, and there are different types of creative people. There are people that write, there are people that do audio, there are people that do both. There are people that do photography. I mean, there is a lot of creative people. And because right now the app.net community is a lot smaller than, say, Twitter or Facebook or whatever, we actually see a lot more of these things. It's a lot easier to find independent content creators. Right before I recorded this, I was actually listening to a couple of people that record a podcast using entirely app.net tools. So, they use a tool called Blims, which is actually its own backend written by an app.net developer named Kosso, who has a client called Hashpan that is primarily multimedia focused, and so he makes it really easy for you to record audio and then upload it to his service, and then his Blim service actually makes it available as a podcast that you can then add into your podcast reader and subscribe to it just like anything else. Or, there's a little website you could go to listen to all the stuff too. It's actually very clever. And there's a lot of people that are sort of leveraging off of each other's work. I mean, as I say, the developer community around app.net is amazing. The people that are there creating content are amazing. And it's not to say that these people don't exist in other places. There's just a high concentration of them on app.net. And, that for better or worse for some people, I guess. But in any case, I enjoy hearing all the different voices and how creative they are and how they do things. And yeah, there are disagreements, and some people disagree better than others. I'll just leave it at that. But I'm enjoying the experience like I am right now, just sitting outside. I enjoy listening to all the voices on app.net, and not just seeing them or seeing text, but actually hearing their voices, actually seeing them and interacting in new and exciting ways. It's a very, very enjoyable experience. I love I love to hear all the different voices and all the different creativity that's there.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.